22 April 1912. Talk at home of Mr. and Mrs. Arthur J. Parsons, 1700 18th Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Notes by Joseph H. Hannon. See how good Baha'u'llah is to us, how great the power of His Word. From what distant parts of the world He has brought us together in this house and caused us to meet at this heavenly table. For love has prepared a feast and bidden Abdu'l-Bahá to let this entertainment be in his name. What a union of hearts and what a confirmation of Baha'u'llah between East and West has been established. How his bounty has embraced all. How his favors have been perfected for all. When the Moslems conquered Persia, the chief of the Zoroastrian high priests went to drink wine. According to Muslim law, wine is forbidden, and he who drinks it must be punished by 81 strokes of the whip. Therefore, the Muslims arrested the high priest and whipped him. At that time, the Arabs were considered very low and degraded by the Persians, scarcely to be accounted as human beings. As Muhammad was an Arab, the Persians looked upon him with disdain. But when the high priest saw the evidences of a power in Muhammad which controlled these despised people, he cried out, "O thou Arabian Muhammad, what hast thou done? What hast thou done which has made thy people arrest the chief high priest of the Zoroastrians for committing something unlawful in thy religion?" By this circumstance, the prejudice which caused the Zoroastrian to shun the Muslim had been overcome, for he recognized in what had happened to him the great influence Muhammad exercised over these people. Today, in this meeting, we have an evidence of how Baha'u'llah, through the power of the love of God, has exercised a wonderful spiritual influence throughout the world. From the remotest parts of Persia and the Orient, he has caused men to come to this table to meet with the people of the West in the utmost love and affection, union and harmony. Behold how the power of Baha'u'llah has brought the East and West together. And Abdu'l-Bahá is standing, serving you. There is neither rod nor blow, whip nor sword, but the power of the love of God has accomplished this. In this world, we judge a cause or movement by its progress and development. Some movements appear, manifest a brief period of activity, then discontinue. Others show forth a greater measure of growth and strength, but before attaining mature development, weaken, disintegrate, and are lost in oblivion. Neither of these mentioned are progressive and permanent. There is still another kind of movement or cause from which a very small, inconspicuous beginning goes forward with sure and steady progress, gradually broadening and widening until it has assumed universal dimensions. The Baha'i movement is of this nature. For instance, when Baha'u'llah was exiled from Persia with Abdu'l-Bahá and the rest of his family, they traveled the long road from Tehran to Baghdad, passing through many towns and villages. During the whole of that journey and distance, they did not meet a single believer in the cause for which they had been banished. At that time, very little was known about it in any part of the world. Even in Baghdad, there was but one believer who had been taught by Baha'u'llah himself in Persia. Later on, two or three others appeared. You will see, therefore, that at the beginning, the cause of Baha'u'llah was almost unknown. But on account of being a divine movement, it grew and developed with irresistible spiritual power until in this day, wherever you travel, east or west, and in whatever country you journey, you will meet Baha'i assemblies and institutions. This is an evidence that the Baha'is are spreading the blessings of unity and progressive development throughout the world under the direction of divine guidance and purpose, while other movements, which are only temporary in their activities and accomplishments,